Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
The MMA Hour of Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by ringtalk.com.
Go put your coat on, honey. This is getting good.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
When I lose the championship, they'll have to carry me out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. And it's a big day in the world of MMA, folks. UFC 146 tonight, of course, starting at 4 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook. Facebook.com will carry the prelims. Then at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, we go to FX Cable, and they'll carry the mid-level cards. And then the pay-per-view starts at 7 p.m. Pacific time. And, hey, man, this is a rocking card from top to bottom. I'm talking about the World Heavyweight Championship. That's right. Junior Dos Santos, the once-beaten champion, taking on a very formidable foe and the ex-champion. I'm talking about Frank Mir, folks. And we'll have Junior Dos Santos on today's show. Kyle Kingsbury, the UFC light heavyweight contender, he's in action today on Facebook.com as far as the UFC 146 card is concerned. He'll be our guest as well. So we're talking Bellator, we're talking UFC 146, and of course we're talking Strikeforce. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of MMA. If you'd like to join us, you can. You Ring Talk, take that back, Twitter.com, hashmark Ring Talk, or you can go to the website, ringtalk.com. That's R-I-N-G-T-A, okay? .com. See stories, of course, on the UFC 146 tonight. The Bellator Championships we'll talk about a little bit later. That were last night on MTV2. Nobody has MTV2. It's like Fuel TV. What's the use of having these things on TV if, like, only 250,000 people in the country can watch the darn event? You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. Nobody can get through when he asks.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem. Esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with Progene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Shogun absolutely decimating Quentin Rampage Jackson in this, the first round. The youngest competitor is really taking it to the Pride veteran.
This is not good. Yeah, this is the end of the fight. Oh,
Mauricio Shogun has just electrified the crowd.
Shogun's for real, and he has arrived. Yeah, he's a threat. He's crazy. He's off the hook.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts. Folks, we are blessed with the UFC royalty. I'm talking about the UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Junior Dos Santos. And Junior, you're just hours away now from a fight, your first title defense against Frank Mir. How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling great. You know, it's a big moment of my career, my first title defense. And I'm looking forward to be fighting against a guy like Frank Mir. He's very dangerous, and I'm looking for a word.
Now, Frank Mir is considered the best submission artist in the heavyweight division. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. You know, he's really good on the ground. He has really good skills on the ground. But I believe, I think I can put him in a better situation in the fight, because I'm faster than him, and I will be looking to knock him out.
Well, I don't want to steal a line from Muhammad Ali when he was Cassius Clay back in 1960, but he used to say he was knocking out all bums. I mean, you've knocked out 10 guys in 15 fights. I mean, you are a knockout puncher. Did you start out as a boxer?
No. When I started training, I started on jiu-jitsu. You know, in 2005, I started training jiu-jitsu first. And then after my first MMA fight, I started training boxing. But I used to train boxing every day. That's why my development on boxing was better.
Okay. Why is it that you were able to take out Cain Velasquez in such a short amount of time, a minute and 4 seconds? Cain was unbeaten. He was a highly regarded, you know, UFC heavyweight champion. He'd taken out Brock Lesnar. What was the secret? What enabled you to take him out so quickly?
Well, it has no secret, you know. I just was there. Heavyweight is a very dangerous division, you know. When the punch lands in the heavyweight division, the fight's over. So
okay.
It happens in that time. I just saw a good moment for me, and I capitalize that moment and to win the fight.
You know, I used to fight, and I remember even when I trained fighters, I always wanted to get through the first round because of the nervousness and things like that. Do you think is that a critical thing, just getting through that first round where you can get back to the corner and they can tell you what's going on as far as strategy and things like that is concerned? Because guys can often get caught cold in the first round, can't they?
Yeah. Well, the beginning of the fight is always the most nervous part of the fight, you know, because you don't know how your opponent is. And when the fight starts, you can spread a little bit your opponent, and then start to put your strategy on the game.
Okay.
I think for the whole second round, the guys come better, you know, but like I said, in this division, heavyweight division, you have to pay attention in every moment of the fight, you know, because it's a very, very dangerous division.
Okay. Tell me about Bruno Lois Luis Ferreira de Carvalho. He's 9 years old. He's your protege. You're his hero. Tell me about him.
Well, Bruno is a very funny kid. He used to train with us in our gym there in Brazil. And, well, he's living a good moment now, you know, because we brought him to States, to Las Vegas, to be here with us and see how everything going down here in my fight. And I think he's enjoying a lot, you know. I'm sure it's going to be unforgettable for him. Because he comes from a favela, a very poor neighborhood, and now he's seeing the lights of Vegas and all the glamour of Vegas, so I think it's going to be good for him and for his family.
We're talking with UFC heavyweight champion, folks, Junior Dos Santos, who in hours from now will be taking on Frank Mir, of course, the main event of UFC 146 tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Pacific Time, live on pay-per-view from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I've got to ask you, Junior, now that you're champion, is there added pressure? Do you feel a little added pressure on your shoulders here or what?
No, actually, I'm feeling very good, you know. I take my next fight as my hard fight because, you know, it's good for me. I think my next fight is always is going to be my worst fight. So I make myself very prepared for my next fight. But this time, you know, I'm feeling not too many pressure on my shoulders because how much more experience I get fighting, more comfortable I feel fighting. So I'm a very confident guy, and I'm happy to be at this point now.
Junior Dos Santos, my pressure when I was fighting was always waiting in the dressing room for the fight to start. Is that when you feel the most pressure, sitting there waiting in the dressing room?
Yeah, for me it's the same way.
It's terrible. It's terrible. I wish they would just take us in a bus, bring us to the arena, wrap our hands and put our gloves on and let us fight. I didn't like waiting in the dressing room sometimes 2 or 3 hours. That was nerve-wracking. Okay, Frank Mir.
Yeah.
Frank Mir, what does Frank Mir bring to the dance? What does he do best? What are you worried about with Frank Mir?
I think more is his ground game, you know, for sure. I don't care. Like, if the fight goes to the ground, I'm going to fight with him on the ground. But he already proved he's very dangerous on the ground. So I prefer to keep the fight on my feet, you know, and try to knock him out and win this fight.
The fastest hands in heavyweight UFC Ultimate Fighter Championship MMA history, folks. Talking about Junior Dos Santos, the current reigning world UFC heavyweight champion, 27 years old, out of Brazil, of course, taking on Frank Mir tonight. Now, you know, you got this big crowd in front of you. I mean, this worldwide pay-per-view audience, almost every television in Brazil will be focused on their heavyweight champion. How does it feel to be the hero of an entire country?
Well, it feels very good, you know. I'm working hard every day, you know, to be recognized by what I'm doing here, you know. And I think I give my best to improve, to give a better life for my family and for myself. And I'm living a very good moment now on my career, on my country, and I'm giving a better life for my family. So it's really amazing for me, you know, to be living this moment as the number one heavyweight in the world. So it's very important for me, and I want to keep the things like that.
Okay. Last week on Strikeforce, the UFC's co-company, of course, Sufa Sports, owns both the UFC and Strikeforce, Daniel Cormier pulled off a big upset by beating Josh Barnett. Were you surprised that Cormier was able to beat Barnett up so easily?
No, I'm not surprised. That was not a surprise for me because, you know, I already said Cormier is a very explosive guy. He got power in his hands, and he's really good in wrestling too, you know. So my bet for that fight was Cormier.
Okay. when you think about this fight tonight with Frank Mir, well, because I used to go to bed, and I used to, I don't know if you do this, but I used to go to bed and dream about fights. And I would wake up in the morning with all these different results. I'd win by knockout. I'd win by TKO. I'd win by decision. I know you're a knockout puncher, but when you dream about this fight and you wake up in the morning, what does Junior Dos Santos think about this fight with Frank Mir? How does it end for you?
Well, yeah, I can see myself beating Frank Mir in different areas every day, every time, you know. And I think, yeah. I already saw I'm knocking him out, I think, 1,000 times, you know, and that's what I want to do, you know. I want to knock him out and very, very early on the fight. But, you know, I train everything, and if the fight goes to the ground, I will try to submit him too, you know. I know he's a submission artist, but, you know, it's MMA. I don't care about his skills or something like that. I will try to win this fight, and I will give my best to win it.
Junior Dos Santos, the heavyweight champion of the world of mixed martial arts, a UFC reigning, defending UFC heavyweight champion. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
The IRS is one of the most powerful entities in America. They can contact your employer, embarrass you, and take a large part of your paycheck. Your personal bank accounts can be levied, and your life turned upside down. If you owe back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, Ameristar Tax Centers has a special free consultation just for you. With proven experience, our enrolled agents, previous IRS agents, know how to get you maximum results. Ameristar Tax Professionals are licensed to represent you before the IRS. We'll contact the IRS immediately for you, stop the collection activity, and get you instant help to relieve you from this burden. Our customer service record is unmatched, and you'll appreciate our low fees. We guarantee not to charge you a penny unless we can help, and you'll discover your tax relief options on the first free call. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864. Don't wait. Call 800-365-9864. 800-365-9864.
Jeff Mancini here, pro fisherman and inventor of Mighty Bite, the revolutionary 5 cents fishing system. Tired of not catching fish? Make magic memories this summer with your friends, family, and kids. Fishermen around the world are raving about Mighty Bite. What makes it so good? It looks so realistic. It's got a bite mark to give it wounded action. It has interchangeable swim fins, powerful scent sticks, a custom weighting system, and rattle chamber. No other lure has these features. If you fish, if you know someone that fishes, order Mighty Bite now and make this the best fishing season of your life. Use it for 90 days. If you don't catch more or bigger fish than ever before, return it for a full product refund. Call now and get the 100-piece kit for only $19.95 through this exclusive radio offer. Order Mighty Bite now.
Call 1-800-289-0979 or visit GetMBRadioLore1.com. That's 1-800-289-0979 or GetMBRadioLore1.com.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
This is a bad spot to be in. 2 minutes left.
Going for the rear naked.
He rolls him over. Randleman.
Oh, he's got the figure four body lock.
And a lot of
got him locked.
In a lot of trouble. Can Kevin Randleman get out of this? Randleman holding on.
This is how Gracie finished Kondo in his last fight. Props to Randleman at 38, desperately trying to save his career.
Randleman is keeping that arm from being underneath his chin, but the moment it slides underneath his chin, Kevin Randleman's in a world of trouble here. The one thing he can do is he can wrestle to put his back on the mat. If he puts his back on the mat, Gracie cannot be on his back choking him.
And again, how much difficulty he's used to training with the gi. It looks like he is having. And again, Randleman, great job of defending, but Gracie with the gi, not with the gi in mixed martial arts.
Well, it's hard to do. And plus, look how long his arms are. That's a long arm to get underneath that chin. Randleman's just swimming the chin around and keeping it from getting underneath.
Very impressed with Randleman's submission defense.
One of the classic moves in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Well, it's no use glaring at me. You know he's shot.
That ain't true. Just needs a little work, that's all.
This is your Strikeforce MMA report, folks. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Last Saturday night at the HP Pavilion, also known as the Shark Tank, where the NHL Sharks play in San Jose, California, Daniel Cormier, just 9-0, almost a novice, you would think, in the world of MMA compared to the then 31-5 Josh Barnett. Barnett was favored, being the former UFC heavyweight title holder on a 9-fight winning streak, but that streak came to an end during the referee's instruction, because after that, Josh Barnett just wasn't in the fight. It was all about Daniel Cormier getting low, not being an easy target to hit. Of course, you know, Josh broke his left hand in the first round. Cormier broke his right hand in the end of the first round. So both these guys were fighting with a broken hand for you know, these are 5-minute rounds now. This isn't a 3-minute round. This is a 5-minute round. So five-minute rounds with these guys fought both with broken hands. And both guys broke their, I think, takes back. Barnett broke his left hand hooking, and Cormier re-broke his right hand, which he broke in January, and he says he needs surgery one more time, or for the first time, to repair it and not let it heal naturally, and then he'll come back and he'll fight twice before the end of the year. But Josh Cormier, the new Strikeforce heavyweight champion in the world, crowned last week, of course, by Strikeforce president Scott Coker. In the co-main event, my man Gilbert Melendez of San Francisco, California, won a split decision, 48-47, 48-47, and the other judge had a 48-47 for Josh Thompson. Now, I couldn't see them not giving it to Thompson. That's how close a fight this was. I mean, this was a fight in which Gilbert Melendez looked like he had been beaten with a bat or like a lead pipe afterwards, and Josh looked almost virtually unmarked outside of a puff lip. So from as far as damage inflicted, it looked like Josh Thompson inflicted more damage, but I did give Gilbert Melendez 3 of the 5 rounds. And I have to say this, it could have went either way, but the bottom line is, you know, this lightweight championship, this Strikeforce lightweight championship held by Gilbert Melendez, he might be the best lightweight in the world. Forget the UFC. Forget all these other sanctioning bodies. He may be the guy at 155, okay? Josh Thompson, he may be 1A. Or 1B, take that back, 1A and 1B. That was, of course, the Strikeforce card last Saturday night at the HP Pavilion, and, of course, on Showtime as well. And there are replays on In Demand this week if you've got that. You want to watch some great fights. There were some action fights. Nothing but action from San Jose, California. I want to thank Strikeforce for that. Of course, tonight, the UFC Heavyweight Championship of the World, UFC 146, Junior Dos Santos. What's he, 14-1, 10 knockouts, of course, putting that title on the line against the 17-5, the dangerous, the king of the submission move. I'm talking about Mr. Frank Mir, folks, the former UFC heavyweight champion. Of course, the same man that beat Brock Lesnar in his UFC debut. I mean, the bottom line is Frank can fight. And if Frank can get you on the ground, he can get you into some holes where you just have to tap out, or he's going to break your arm, your leg, or knock you unconscious. One or the other. I'm telling you, Josh Barnett is a dangerous guy on the ground. But as we heard from Junior Dos Santos earlier, the UFC heavyweight champion, he's not concerned. He's not worried. It's not a big deal for him if this fight goes to the ground. He thinks he can beat Frank Mir on the ground. I mean, that's a lot of confidence. Here's a guy that started out as a boxer, and that's why he says he'll take on any of the Klitschkos. Give him 3 months training, and he'll take on either of the Klitschkos. And I think that would be an exciting fight. It would. I mean, there'd be a little certain novelty factor to it, but the bottom line is it would be an exciting fight because I'm telling you, Junior Dos Santos will bring it, unlike a lot of heavyweight boxers who seem to try to fight. Why would you fight a guy that's 6'7", has got arms like a ladder? Why would you fight him from a distance? You can't. You got to get in close. In order to get in close, you've either got to sacrifice getting hit by the jab and getting under it, okay, or you're going to be toast all night for these guys. And that's what's happening with Vladimir and Vitaly Klitschko. They're jabbing guys away from him. Rarely do you see them throw right hands. They don't even know what a left hook is. I don't think they've even been taught a left hook. Because, you know, when you throw a hook, I used to hook. When you throw a hook, you take a chance. It's a great punch. People don't see it coming. The three or four times I was knocked down in my career, it was always by left hooks or right hooks. Hooks, you know, punches. Hooks, punches coming from the side. If you look at the career of Muhammad Ali, getting knocked down by Sonny Banks and people like that, Joe Frazier, it was always the left hook. The left hook or the right hook, if you're fighting a southpaw, he's going to be throwing right hooks. But the left hook or the right hook, those are the punches in boxing, the most devastating because you just don't see them coming. Somehow, if you see a punch coming straight at you, and I haven't been hit by some huge, huge guys, you just saw a punch coming straight at you, and it landed on the chin, while it hurt you, it didn't, you know, discombobulate you because you could see it coming. In other words, for some way, some strange factor, some human reflex, your body just gets ready for this punch, and somehow it absorbs the punch. But if you don't see the punch coming, you're in deep, deep trouble. Okay, besides UFC 146 in the main event tonight, Frank Mir and Junior Dos Santos, we've got Cain Velasquez, of course, the once-beaten former UFC heavyweight champion, the man out of Arizona State University, of course, a world-class wrestler as an amateur and now as an MMA fighter in the top two or three as far as the heavyweights are concerned. The man fought with a bad shoulder and a bad knee last November, November 5th, I believe, or November 12th, forget what date it was, when he lost that championship to Junior Dos Santos. But Dos Santos came in with a broken foot. So, I mean, these guys are willing to fight hurt. Unlike the boxers of today, who are so spoiled, get a hangnail, and got to cancel the fight. This is the way it is. Boxing, MMA. I think MMA is becoming the boxing of the 21st century. Boxing purists don't want to realize it, but, you know, it's not... Quote, like Bob Arum said, boxing promoter Bob Arum's called MMA, homosexual sexist. And no, Bob. These guys are skilled athletes. They're not rolling around on each other. The UFC has evolved. I mean, back in the day when Hoist Gracie, of course, the man whose family started the world of the UFC and MMA and Brazilian jiu-jitsu and things like that, okay? I mean, he couldn't hang around today's world. He's 190 pounds, 195 pounds. Not only would he get thrown around by a rag doll, but he couldn't do that Brazilian jiu-jitsu. Guys are standing and striking now. They are boxing more. They are seeing the true rewards of being able to hit a guy in the chin and knock him out. And I'm telling you, in MMA, I don't know if MMA is as prevalent as it was in kickboxing, but in kickboxing, none of the guys could take a punch we used to spar with at Newman's Gym. I mean, none of them. It was sad. I remember hitting this guy with a jab one time and dropping him. And I didn't step in with a jab. The jab was a boom, and he dropped. I mean, he just didn't take a good shot to the chin. Dale Apollo Cook out of Oklahoma, of course, a former world-class kickboxer and a decent boxer, a fair boxer, a little bit better than journeyman. The bottom line was he couldn't convert, okay, but he had a good chin. But for the most part, when you're talking kickboxing, guys just don't have good chins. I don't know. Maybe that's why Mirko Kropkop is wanting to go back in the world of kickboxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA. According to the WrestlingObserver.com, of course, the newsletter that is the newsletter of all newsletters, the real stars in the world of Strikeforce, the key players, of course, are Gilbert Melendez, Luke Rockhold, Tyron Woodley, Gerard Mogalzy, and Ronda Rousey. I got to meet Ronda last week. Not only can she fight, she's 5-0, 5 submissions, almost broke 5 girls' arms. I mean, she's the real deal. She talks a talk much like a Muhammad Ali, a Ric Flair, something like that. I mean, serious, the female version. But she's fine. I mean, she's beautiful. I found her stunning last Sunday night. in last Saturday night in San Jose, California. She was absolutely incredibly stunning, man, and she can fight. She's the real deal fighting. She's no joke. I mean, you know, a lot of women they prop up can't lick a stamp. Good-looking girls, maybe their father was a boxer or their father was an MMA fighter or something like that, so they get involved in one particular sport when in actuality they couldn't spell it if you put the letters on a piece of paper for them. Okay? They couldn't fight. Bottom line is Ronda Rousey can't fight. She could talk the talk. She can walk the walk. And quite possibly she'll be on Fox TV. They're telling me they're trying to get her on a Fox card like in September. That would be great. Expose her to the masses. Let the masses see this chick that can talk so well, that is so beautiful, that is so eloquent, and is so deadly. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Right now at Lowe's, get new flooring installed throughout your entire home for just $397 with the purchase of laminate flooring, $2.98 per square foot or more. Plus, choose 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card. Or upgrade your cabinets. The more you spend, the more you save with our tiered offer on special order models. Plus, save 20% on in-stock cabinets. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 5/28. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. Take an extra 10% off mattresses from Sealy, Beautyrest, Serta, Hotel, Stearns & Foster, and iComfort. Get a Certapedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set for $269 or a Sealy Posturepedic Firm Queen 2-Piece Set $395. Shop our stores. Go to Macy's.com or call 1-800-MACY-BED. Macy's Memorial Day Mattress Sale. That's the magic of Macy's. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Rock Hard Weekend is the ultimate male performance enhancer. It's packed with natural ingredients that really work, like Korean ginseng, ginkgo biloba, maca root, and L-arginine, which is an amino acid found in foods like nuts and salmon. It's the supplement for men who want more in the bedroom. Try it tonight and take your love life to a whole new level. Have you had a Rock Hard Weekend? Join the millions of men who have. Available at your local CVS, GNC, Rite Aid, Kroger, Murphy USA, Circle K, Pilot, or Love's.
When you go to the game, do you need an oxygen tank for your nosebleed seats? There has to be a better way. Visit scorebig.com and save up to 60% on great seats to baseball, NBA, NFL, concerts, and more. That's right, great seats for your favorite teams and shows, all at a price that is right for you. Every ticket on scorebig.com is below box office price, and you'll never pay any fees. Guaranteed. Get VIP seats at nosebleed prices at scorebig.com. Plus, enter promo code USA and save at least 30%. Scorebig.com.
Minsu Kim trying to keep it close. That's it. Eating it. That's it. Excited here at ringside.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We want him running sideways. We want his head sideways.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of mixed martial arts, folks. My man, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury on the line from Sin City, Las Vegas, as he prepares for UFC 146. And Kyle, it's the day after the weigh-in. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. Got my weight back on. Having some oatmeal, some water. I feel good.
Okay, so what's fight day like for you? I mean, is this monotonous? Did you even sleep last night or what?
Actually, sleep pretty well the night before a fight. But today it's all about staying hydrated, getting the right food in me, and just staying relaxed. You know, until I get down there to the arena, I want to stay as relaxed as possible, not think about the fight, just relax and just kind of hang out, keep it a low, even keel.
So what's your team like? Do you bring your girlfriend? I mean, who comes with you? Who goes with you with the fights?
Everybody I know comes to the fights. I got my girlfriend. I got my parents, sister, all my boys from back home. My teammates are here, several coaches. Obviously, teammate Cain Velasquez is fighting as well. So we've got a very large group rolling with us here to Vegas.
Man, speaking of teammates, Daniel Cormier, holy cow, did he smoke Josh Barnett like a blunt, man? I mean, it wasn't even close.
What did I tell you? I said it wasn't going to be close. I thought he was going to finish him, but just a beautiful performance, top to bottom, all five rounds for him.
You know, I mean, and Barnett had, you know, he had no excuses afterwards. He said he had been beaten, you know, convincingly, and he had over five rounds. I mean, I think Dave Meltzer, the genius, gave him the fifth round, gave Barnett the fifth round. One judge gave him the fifth round, but outside of that, it was a shutout. And Cormier seemed to do everything a little bit better. He just doesn't look like the standard prototype African-American athlete. He isn't all chiseled up.
I think he could be chiseled up if he put his mind to it, but he'd be fighting in a different weight class. He's happy fighting that heavyweight and happy getting to eat whatever he wants.
Okay, speaking of heavyweights now, we got Frank Mir, former champion, taking on Junior Dos Santos, who'll be on the show in just a few minutes now, the UFC heavyweight champion. Odds makers have Santos a decided favorite. Is that right, do you think?
Well, I don't, you know, there's so many ways you can lose in MMA, so many ways you can win in MMA. And if you look at Frank Mir's pedigree, he can finish guys. He can finish guys on the ground. He's got improved stand-up. You know, he's a southpaw. He's huge. You know, he's getting 255, 260. So all those things play a factor in the fight. And I think that, you know, the odds should be a little bit closer, because if this thing hits the mat, you got to understand, Frank Mir, is what he did with Nogueira on the ground is something special. And Nogueira is a lot better than Dos Santos is on the ground. I don't care how much Dos Santos has improved, he's still not regarded as the greatest heavyweight on the ground in MMA history, as Nogueira was. So you look at it that way, and Mir breaking Big Nog's arm like that, I just think that there's a lot of ways Frank can win as well, and the odds should be a lot closer.
Okay, now Frank Mir, is he the best submission artist in the heavyweight division?
Well, I think he gave credit to Fabricio Werdum for that, but a lot of people would argue on his behalf. I myself would probably argue on his behalf just because of the physical gifts that go along with that black belt. You look at Roy Nelson. Roy Nelson is a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Not a lot of people know that. But you look at Frank Mir. He's a black belt in jiu-jitsu. People know that because he's snapped arms before. And I think the fact that he has all that strength and athleticism to go with his black belt is what makes him the most dangerous on the ground.
Okay. Now, Cain Velasquez, your teammate, of course, taking on the giant Silva. They say Silva's only 6'4". Man, how come every time I'm around him, he seems closer to 7 foot tall? Are they lying about his height or what?
He's only 6'4". I stand next to him. He's only 6'4". The thing is, his head is like three times larger than anybody else's. His hands are three times larger than anybody else's. His shoulders are really wide. I mean, we were looking at him all week thinking, man, this guy looks skinny. He looks like he's malnourished because he's lost a lot of fat. But he got on the scale. He was 264. So, you know, it's just incredible. The guy can cut to heavyweight, and then, you know, he's going to be probably 275 on the day of the fight. It's a big man.
Okay, so Kane's going to come in about, what, 240, 245?
Exactly.
Okay. Now, Cain Velasquez is a favorite over the giant Silva. I think that's about right. Now, Cain, of course, losing the UFC heavyweight championship in quick-style fashion to Junior Dos Santos. But both these guys were hurt going into the last fight. I think Dos Santos had a broken foot, and Cain had a bad shoulder and a bad knee. And, you know, in boxing, you usually wouldn't get guys fighting hurt, but these guys realized they had to answer the call, didn't they?
Yeah, big show. They had the first Fox event to deal with, and there was just no turning back.
Okay. Some of the other guys on the card tonight, of course, you're on the card is part of UFC 146, but this entire crew that you're putting together, LeVar, what's it, LeVar Johnson?
That's right.
Have you seen this guy work? He's an animal.
Yeah, he's a beast. He's actually down in Fresno. He trains with Koscheck and those guys, and he comes up to AKA in San Jose every now and then to work with us. Same management team. And I've been able to watch him improve over the years and just kind of been waiting for his UFC appearance. And, you know, the guy's on a tear. He had the short notice fight with Pat Barry that we just saw, where he got the knockout. And now he's getting another short notice fight here against Stefan Struve, and he can just really keep that pedal to the metal and keep improving and keep winning right now in front of the fans. It'd be three fights in a row if he can do it, his first three in the UFC.
Okay. So tell me, what does your opponent bring to the dance here tonight? What's his name again?
Glover Teixeira.
Now, he's a jiu-jitsu guy, right?
Well, that's the thing about him, is that he's a black belt in jiu-jitsu, but he's definitely known for his knockout power. He's finished 14 of his last 15 wins, most of those by KO and TKO. So he's the kind of guy that uses his jiu-jitsu more for positioning, ground and pound. That's not to say he won't go for a submission if it's there, but he wants to put damage on guys, and he definitely has a skill set to do that.
Okay, so what's the strategy here? You want to stand up? You want to be on the floor? How do you want to? You want to mix it up? How do you want to do this with him?
Well, the strategy is really simple. You know, I don't want to take my purple belt on the ground against his black belt. And I feel confident standing with anybody, so I'm going to try to keep it standing. I've been working a lot on my takedown defense. I'm going to have Daniel Cormier in my corner, screaming in my ear. And hopefully we can come out there and go to war for three rounds and come away with the victory.
Okay, you know, we were talking about last week's Strikeforce card, of course, where we were all there in San Jose, California, Silicon Valley, USA, and Daniel Cormier winning that five-round near shutout decision over Josh Barnett. And Josh Barnett was slightly favored going into that fight, believe it or not, I guess because of his experience and the fact that he was a former USC heavyweight champion. But also on that card was Gilbert Melendez and Josh Thompson. And I thought they put on a hell of a fight, and Gilbert doesn't seem to be interested in another fight, but Josh is all game for it. Do you think they'll hook it up again, or is Gilbert going to move on?
Well, it's really not Gilbert's decision. You know, if it was up to Gilbert, they wouldn't have fought a third time. He felt like he's passed Josh Thompson and doesn't need to go back that route. And if you look, you know, what's on his plate, he's got offers from the UFC. Of course, those didn't come to fruition, but he's getting offers to fight for the lightweight championship in the UFC. He doesn't want to take a step back and fight guys that he's fought before, especially someone like Josh Thompson, who can beat him, who's beaten him in the past, and in my opinion, won their third fight.
Okay. Nick Diaz no-showed another jiu-jitsu event last week. It was supposed to headline down there in Southern California on some type of internet pay-per-view. Is there any way to explain his behavior? I mean, I've had him stiff me on the show and not show up and things like that, but is there any way to without criticizing him heavily, is there any way to describe his behavior outside of being irresponsible?
You know, I really don't know what goes through the guy's mind, because I've only talked to him a few times in passing. You know, I haven't got a chance to know him or anything like that, so I'd just be, you know, speculating like anybody else if I was to talk about him. So I'd really just, you know, I'd really rather not talk about it, in the sense that I don't have an educated guess.
Okay. King Kyle Kingsbury, I call him Triple K, folks. He is a UFC light heavyweight contender. He's on the UFC 146 card tonight. Now, the card starts at 4 o'clock on Facebook. At 5 o'clock, it goes to FX. At 7 o'clock, we're talking about Pacific times here, it goes to pay-per-view. Kyle, you'll be fighting early on that card?
Oh, yeah. They'll have us on Facebook at 3:30.
So everybody gets to watch it for free.
That's right. Free TV right on the Facebook streaming.
All right. Free TV with the King, King Kyle Kingsbury. Well, my brother, I want to wish you the very best of luck. My heart and soul is with you. You know that. I'll be watching tonight, and I'm hoping that you come out on top and just do your thing and be the King. Be King Kyle Kingsbury, and you'll be the winner.
Thanks a lot, Pedro. We'll do.
My man, Triple K, King Kyle Kingsbury, of course, he light heavyweight contender. Some MMA news, actually USC news, folks. Dana White, the president of the USC, diagnosed this past week and a half. I broke one of the stories on it. I'm talking about Meniere's disease, which throws off your balance, like vertigo, gives you a dizziness, gives you headaches, can actually cause a loss of hearing. Okay, but they tell me that Dana White, the president of the USC, is suffering from this, and of course, he was scheduled for surgery last Wednesday, I believe, at the UCLA Medical Center, and they decided at the last minute to go with oral medication instead. And according to my sources within the UFC, Dana has rebounded, you know, like Dana, like you would expect Dana to rebound. So he's coming back, and he's coming back strong. Of course, missing that only UFC event a fortnight ago on Fuel TV with the Korean Zombie, beating up on Jim Miller, choking him out in the second round. But the bottom line is Dana's missed one event in 11 years. He'll be back for UFC 146 tonight, of course, in Las Vegas. As I said, the times are 4 p.m. Pacific time on Facebook, 5 p.m. Pacific time on FX Cable, and it's 7 p.m. Pacific time on pay-per-view. John Jones, not good news for the world UFC light heavyweight champion this week, of course, sort of ran his Bentley, and brand new Bentley at that, into a utility pole, sort of totaled the car out, got arrested on suspected of drunk driving, big deal, everybody has a couple of drinks. You know what's funny is that being a former policeman, I'll tell you the truth, you can actually have one drink and be over the limit. People laugh and they say, oh, no, you can't. They go, yeah, you can. I mean, if you're on an empty stomach, you haven't got the greatest metabolism in the world, one drink and you're over the 0.8 limit. Legally, you're drunk driving down the street. Illegally, they can put you in jail, okay? I don't think John Jones is going to spend any time in jail. He was bailed out soon thereafter his arrest, but the bottom line is he'll probably have to do like 12 weeks of some type of school, 1 hour a week or 2 hours a week, and maybe, I don't think they subject him to cleaning up litter at the side of the road or anything like that, but he might have to pay a fine and do a couple of community service events. But the bottom line is, you know, his deals with Nike and stuff like that, they're off the table. His fan, the fan base, they could care less. But people like Nike and this and that, we're supposed to sign those seven-figure deals with them, probably not going to happen. Not to the UFC light heavyweight champion. Not after being popped on a DUI. Of course, that was this past week in near his Atlanta GA. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing. This hour, MMA, for us, the big event tonight, UFC 146. Want to mention the Bellator Fighting Championship for last night, and pretty good card. I mean, no doubt about it. We're talking about Cole Conrad retaining the heavyweight championship with a Kimura around the second in the second round over Eric Prindle. Just put that around his neck, and the fight was over. Bellator Fighting Championships only on MTV2 and Spike.com. You tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We've got a thing going on. We both know that it's wrong. But it's much too strong to let it go now.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I blinked and I cured my brain.
The Tower of Power and Rick Stevens on lead back circa 1972. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking at the world of mixed martial arts, folks. I'll be watching the UFC 146 card beginning at 4 p.m. Pacific on the Facebook end of the card, but I'll definitely be there. If I'm not there by 4, I'll be there by 7 by the pay-per-view main event, okay? But the bottom line is the fight starts at 4 o'clock. They'll be at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California. That's on Asperium Boulevard, just a couple of blocks off East 14th Street. And, of course, you can look them up at rickys.com for all the info. But that's where I'll be tonight. If you'd like to join us, we'll have a great time. There'll be about 400 or 500 people in the joint. The joint will be rocking. It'll be like a rock concert. It's like the old days of boxing on closed circuit TV, MMA on closed circuit TV. Tonight's card, beginning at 4 o'clock on Facebook, UFC 146. Featherweight is 145 pounds. Mike Brown's going to take on Daniel Pineda. In a light heavyweight bout, we just talked with him. Kyle Kingsbury taking on Glover Teixeira. Lightweight bout, 155 pounds. Jacob Volkman taking on Paul Sass. Then the cards, the mid-level cards on FX Cable at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Welterweight bout, Dan Hardy. We had him on last week against Wayne Ludwig. And as I said, welterweight, 170. Middleweights, Jason Miller taking on C.B. Dalloway. Lightweights again, 155. Edwin Barboza versus Jamie Varner. And the last card on the FX card, this two-hour event, is going to be featherweights, 145 pounds. Diego Brown versus Darren Elkins. Now, the main card on pay-per-view beginning at 10 p.m. Eastern time, 7 o'clock out here on the West Coast, 7 o'clock at Ricky's Sports Theater in San Leandro, California, folks. Just a few blocks off East 14th Street. Go to rickys.com for more info. Stefan Struve is taking on LeVar Johnson. I'm going with LeVar on this one. This next guy, next fight, don't know either, nothing much about these guys. Saib Modic, and he's taking on Shane Del Rosario. Roy Big Country Nelson taking on Dave Herman. You never know what kind of condition Roy Big Nelson's going to be in, so you don't know whether to bet him or not. Cain Velasquez versus Antonio the Giant Silva. The guy's got a head like a Neanderthal. I mean, he looks like a gorilla. He really does. No offense. That's just reality, okay? He's taking on Cain Velasquez. I'm going to go with Cain Velasquez, the former UFC heavyweight champion, to win this fight and to win it by KO. KO, Mike, within one or two rounds. Bottom line is, I think Silva's a good fighter, but not good enough to deal with Cain Velasquez. The UFC heavyweight championship bout. We heard from the champion a little bit earlier. I'm talking about Junior Dos Santos taking on Frank Mir. Frank Mir, 17-5. Junior Dos Santos, 14-1. Look for him to go 15-1 and score a knockout number 11, folks, tonight when he defends the UFC heavyweight championship at 7 o'clock Pacific time on pay-per-view. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the Sunday show, the Sunday wrap-up show, UFC, MMA, and boxing at 11 a.m. Pacific time right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next time, keep your hands up, keep your chin down, but most importantly, keep your butt off the canvas of life. 'Cause I love you so.